funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has because you've done things to gain national attention, but I'm sure, like, even in all this fearfulness, at some point, can you tell us a story? Share with us a story that how you overcame the fear of entrepreneurship.
Ooh wee, there's still a little fear there, but God didn't give us the spirit.
Right, right.
But one thing I will say is there are some beautiful things on the other side of fear. Okay, I will say that. And for me, it was like, I said that this is what I wanted to do, but when those doors started opening and the people started responding to my emails, I got scared and I took a step back. I mean, I ain't respond to those emails like two months later, because I'm like, God, I ain't ready for this. Like, I know I prayed for this, but I don't think I'm truly ready. And fear almost allowed me to miss opportunities, right? And so... ready to work out. Before you start, heavy or not, you want to go ahead and use your superpower to give you that strength and energy to make it through your workout. Get you some.
Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it is what it is. This is the best podcast on the planet, because I'm the best podcast host, Mr. CVMK himself. For them that know, they know, Cody Renner, Marshall Kelly. Look, it's going to be an amazing episode. We're kicking off Women's Month with a real leader. Somebody's doing big things. I can't believe she said yes. Like, you know, I literally reached out to her, and she's been absolutely fantastic. And I want you to know her story. But before we go any further, look, we got to give some news, y'all. This right here is building. I need y'all to join the club. Subscribe, YouTube, CVMK. Yo, we hit 13,000 subscribers today. I'm like, what? You know what? The goal, we're going to get to 100K on my birthday in June. And if we don't, then I'm going to just say my birthday's in September. We're going to get to 100K. But whatever we're going to do, we're going to get to it this year. But y'all, connect with us on the gram too, CVMK_global. We are over 71,000 followers. Obviously, that's a supplement line. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. It is what it is, underscore show. At the gram, TikTok, CVMK Globe, and CVMK33, where it goes down. We shall return with, I guess, after this quick break. Lorraine,
what's up?
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Like I said, this is my first podcast, so I'm super excited.
Sure. No. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes you just don't know when you reach out to somebody. I'm like, man, this sounds corny. You know, you're trying to get your message together. But no, I really appreciate it. You've been an absolute just responsive and just amazing. And I really appreciate the feedback and being on the show. But look, I want to get into your story, right? Like, I came across, so I'm scrolling, like, scrolling, and I follow a few pages, you know, Black Enterprise, things like that, anything that is really, I would say, positive and, you know, business focused, things that I feel like is needed, right? As the older I get, the closer I get to 40, you know, I'm trying to eliminate as much junk as possible, right? So stuff that, you know, is actually going to feed the brain and the spirit. And I came across, you know, see this article, and I'm just like, you know, entrepreneur, you know, businesswoman, you know, opens up a bridal store. They're talking about, you know, Minnesota and kind of like all these details. I'm just like, wow, this is really interesting. And obviously it's only like, you know, maybe half a paragraph, right? And I'm like, you know what? This person is somebody we need to hear from. So, you know, that's what brought me to this point. But they only gave me a paragraph. I need to know the real story, because I'm going to be honest with you. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. It is rough. It is agonizing. It is at times disappointing. And then you want to slap your relatives because they will buy your competitors and wear the stuff and buy the stuff right in front of you like you don't see it. And you got to sit there and love them anyway.
Because you got to love them anyway.
Because Jesus wasn't watching, I'm not playing. But the reality is, Jesus is watching. So I need to know, before we get into this, you know, why? Why go down this path for you?
Well, I'm a beautiful Black woman that love, right? No pun intended. My last name is Love. And yes, there's Black people in Minnesota. You hear it all the time, I got Black people in Minnesota. It's a lot of us out here.
I got family in St. Paul, so I know.
Right, neighbor, right. You know what? I like to say that God has truly blessed me with so many gifts and talents, right? And so for many, many years, I have been so lost and confused as far as like, what is it that I want to do with myself? Like, you know, what do I see my future, my career being? I went to school for medical assistance. I went to school for cosmetology. And right. And like, although I have all these gifts and talents, I was like, that's not it. That's not it. And so, kind of how I landed in this industry was, completely by accident. So as I mentioned before, like exploring cosmetology, which I found that wasn't something I wanted to do, but still kind of explored that on the side, which then turned into many, many women like, hey, can you do my hair? Can you do my hair? Can you do my makeup? And, you know, that ventured into, hey, I'm looking for a hair and makeup artist for my wedding. And then that's kind of how I got tied into like the wedding industry by default, as a traveling hair and makeup artist, for 15 years. So that's how I landed in this field.
So that's interesting. So you brought up this kind of, feeling it as you go, right? You know, you realize like, you know, I don't think cosmetology as a whole is where I need to be. But what it did, it led you to the path that you needed to be on. And I find it interesting because I think in life, there are obviously there's steps before a door opens, but there's also what I would call setups or we might call it failing forward, or there's just little things that kind of position you and pivot you along the way. I think for myself, you know, if I never had that back surgery, I don't think I would have started a supplement line. Like there was a story, like all these little things that didn't work out the way I planned to. And that wasn't it yet somehow provided this picture of clarity, because we get breadcrumbs. And I think that's why faith is so important, because God never gives us like the whole thing. He gives us like a little here and a little there and a little there. And it's our job to piece it together. Right. In piecing though, piecing can be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It can be disappointing.
Absolutely.
And being misunderstood, because you, during this 15-year span, you birthed a vision. Who was the first person that you shared this vision with that almost made you say, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to do this.
Yeah. So, aside from being a traveling hair and makeup artist, that was something that I did on the side. But for the past 18 years, my career and background is in human services, working with battered women and children and homeless at-risk youth and adults. So that is my career. The hair and makeup was something that I did on the side. But it was a client of mine who I told, right? I was doing her hair and we kind of built this bond, this relationship, a trusting relationship, which is super, super valuable and important, right? And so she asked me to travel with her to Atlanta for a bridal gown before I got into this industry. And we traveled to Atlanta. We got there. We visited about 6 bridal shops, right? And I sat there in awe at the bridal shop that she said yes to the dress to. And I seen how many women were coming through there and they were purchasing dresses. And you know, wedding dresses ain't cheap. No. And I was sitting there and I was like, this is it. This is it right here. And in Atlanta, I told her at dinner, I said, Ashley, when I get back to Minnesota, I'm going to open up a bridal shop. And she looked at me and she said, you should do it. And I said, I am. And when I got back to Minnesota, I began to work on my business plan. And so she was the first person that I told. I didn't tell this to anybody else. When I got that, that was my word. I'm going to open up this bridal shop just because of what I seen in front of me when I was traveling with her, finding her wedding dress. I worked on my business plan. It took me about 60 days. I prayed about it. You know, I wanted to make sure that this was it, Lord. Is this the path that, you know, that I should be going on? I prayed on that, and doors started opening so fast that it scared me. It scared me. Wow. And so it, I would say it was a friend of mine who I shared that with. And to this day, like, yeah, we talk about it. Like, remember you said, and you did, and I'm like, and did. So, yeah.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you get to Atlanta, you see this epiphany happens that, man, this is where I need to be. You get inspired and motivated and illuminated by this truth. And then you, like you said, you write this business plan out, and it just seemed like, you know, door after door after door, you know, just started to open. I would like to think that everybody is happy, you know, when doors open. I would like to think. I like to think that, you know, like, man, yes, like, as I get a little older, you know, like, they're happy that certain doors open.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. A door and a hallway are two different applause, you know?
Right.
You know, how do you deal with others that you feel like, you know, you should have been the first person that clapped for me? How do you deal with that?
Man, let me tell you, there was man, that's so deep, right? Like, when I began to open up and to share with people about what it was that I was doing.
Yeah.
They seemed excited for me, right? Like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. You know, we don't have a black-owned bridal shop here in Minnesota. That would be so dope, right? Mm-hmm. And the day that I opened my doors was, which for me, you would have thought would have been just the most beautiful, joyous, special occasion, but it came a lot of sadness and heartbreak, because the people who I thought was my cheerleaders and wanted to see this for me just as much as I wanted to see this for myself, yeah, they weren't there. They weren't there when I cut that ribbon. They weren't there 1 month in. They weren't there 1 year in. And so the people that I call friends, the people that I call family, they wasn't there. So I was robbed of that, right? Like, you know, I thought we were better than that. And so, honestly, it's like, the question is like, how do you deal with that? I don't truly feel like I've had the opportunity to deal with that. It was something that I threw in the backseat and I said, I'll deal with that later, because I got to keep going. Yeah. And so for me, that wasn't priority. For me, you know, worrying or caring about what others, you know, who clapped for me or who didn't. It was just like, this was your vision and you need to keep going, regardless of what roadblocks are being thrown in your way, regardless of what people show up for you, you got to keep going. And so honestly, I would say to that, I haven't. Sure. I kind of moved myself out of the way a little bit when it comes to those people, but it wasn't something that I've truly dealt with yet. So
I like the honesty. I like the honesty, because I think, you know, as adults, as leaders, we encounter so much that we really don't have time to pause and reflect and to actually deal with it. Because the vision is so much that 1 second that I give to you is another second that I take away from it.
Yeah,
that's not fair, right? It's not fair. Mm-hmm. I want to get after this break, I want to really talk about how do you prep to go forward? Like, what does forward look like for you? You know, what does strategy look like? I want to get into the mind of a brand a little bit and go there after a quick word from our sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
Y'all, I don't know what it is in Minnesota, but right now in Chicago, we're having 50 degree temperatures in February, which is absolutely crazy. But if that is a sign of things to come, spring is around the corner. And literally, like, next month is March.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person because you didn't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, as a business owner, invest all my time, research, energy to make sure we could provide the safest products for you. Signature supplement line, first of all, is owned by, and we make sure that we put the customer first. You can call me. Can you call Kevin Hart at C4? No. Can you call GNC? You can't call them. You can call me. Yo, this is right here, Superpower. I know you can see the thing, best pre-work on the market. I have my V-Way over there. I was going to grab it. I forgot to, but look, we just dropped the pre-workout. We dropped the three-way protein, and we have the vegan protein. We have Transform. We got the BCAA Saucy. Y'all trying to add curves. You don't need a BBL. We got super thick for you. We got it in the day. www.cbmkglobal.store. Use code CBMK24 for 24% off. Okay. All right. So we talk about.
I'm going to give you some of that.
Yeah, I appreciate you. We talk about, you know, going forward. First of all, I wish when I got, you know, I'm dating myself now. It's been almost 10 years. When, you know, my wife and I got married, I couldn't find a black owned bridal shop. I saw the Men's Warehouse equivalent. I can't even think of the name of it now. And I would see these kind of offset boutique stores that weren't really catered to us. And then the other thing I've really known or really noticed that I've never seen our style really displayed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when, you know, my wife was trying on dresses, and obviously I didn't go to that because I'm a man and I thought that stuff was boring. But she would tell me, me, like, hey, like, this doesn't fit my curves. Like, I got to lose weight. All this stuff that I was like, should not the dress be designed for you, right? Like, and things that kind of, you know, I would question. I wonder, though, you filled this gap. And it really was, there's this hole in this industry. Lorraine, how do you come up with the strategy? And I'm sorry, I know this sounds loaded. The strategy of going forward. What does going forward mean to you? And then how do you develop a plan to execute to go forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say one thing I want to say when you talked about your wife's experience going shopping, that was something that I noticed when I was with my friend going shopping and with other women that I know going bridal shopping, is that there wasn't any black and brown women in that industry that looked like us in the stores that we went into. Right. And so and then, you know, our melanated skin tone, right? And so I remember going with my friend, and she's trying on all these dresses, and they're putting dresses on her with white mesh that did not complement her skin tone, so it stood out, right, on her melanated skin. And I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. That doesn't look good on her, but they won't say that, right?
Right.
Good, I get that. And so one thing that I thought about was my black and brown women going into this industry. One, I wanted to bring, you know, a level of representation for women of color in this industry. Yeah. That's still my number one goal. And we can talk about like what that looks like. The other thing was being inclusive, right? Not just for black and brown women, but size inclusive. So even like these are all the things that I thought about when opening my bridal shop, even when it comes down to the furniture. Because I remember I've lost the picture that you've seen on Black Enterprise. I mean, I lost 120 pounds since then. But I remember, going to the bridal shop and I could not fit in the chair. And it was the most embarrassing thing for me, right? As well as other situations. And I was like, man, when I'm as I'm planning, you know, and designing my bridal shop, I'm like, I want chairs that all women will be able to sit in. Like, as small as that is, like, that was huge, because there was a time that I did not fit in a chair at a bridal shop. And I did not want that to be the case for any other woman that came into my bridal shop. But also when it comes to being size inclusive, right? So for brides that are not a size 2 or not a size 4, right? So that they're able to come into my shop, and I have gowns that complement different, you know, body sizes and shapes and things like that. And so that was super important to me, being able to provide religious accommodations, because Minnesota is so rich and diverse in culture, right? Who's to say everybody wears a white wedding gown? So when you come into my bridal shop, you don't see your traditional white or your traditional ivory. You see dresses that complement different women, skin tones in there. And so that's something that I pride myself on. But another thing that I wanted to say is that when I began to put together my business plan, right? Minnesota has other bridal shops, right? And I said, if you were to open this bridal shop, what is going to set you apart? Like, what's going to make you different? Like, we have other bridal shops, but what's going to set you apart? And so one thing that I began to do is to do my research. And I went on Google. I was reading other bridal shop reviews, right? And so I wanted to see what their customers were saying. Like, what are they saying about these bridal shops? What is their experience like, right? And so I pride myself on the customer's experience. As you know, I don't know what world we're in right now, but the customer experience is going down, right? No matter where you go.
Fast.
Yeah, fast. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm scared for our future, our generation. But, you know, I started reading that. And so one thing, I wanted to create a beautiful experience for today's bride. Whatever experience that the you know, previous bride had another experience, I wanted to make sure that they did not experience that in my bridal shop. And so I pride myself on the customer experience. I pride myself on being inclusive. I pride myself on, you know, being accommodating when it comes to, you know, different religions, right? And so it's important for me to work with designers that offer that level of customizations to cater to brides that needed more modesty within their bridal gown. So I wanted to put that in there. But, you know, what does it look like for Lenoir, which those of you, you know, if you took French and any, which means the black. So it's the black bride, which is what Lenoir means. And so going forward for me is like, this is just the beginning, right? This is my flagship store, but going worldwide. You heard of David's Bridal? Well, I'm trying to be the next Lenoir, going worldwide.
Do it.
Educating other women of color about the wedding industry who have an interest in getting into this industry, which I have before. I've had many women reach out to me and say, how did you do it? Like, I've been thinking about it, but didn't have the resources. If you DM me, I'm going to share with you. This is how I did it. Right. And I'm going to share my business plan with you, because, again, that's my business plan, and you could do whatever you want with it. But I still have my vision, and I'm not just stopping there. Right. And so the goal is to continue to expand and grow and evolve. And so that's just that's where I started, but that's not where I'm going to end. So I don't mind sharing that and, you know, bringing on other women of color into this industry.
That's amazing. Lenoir. No, I think. First of all, it's super needed, because wedding fashion is the bedrock of fashion, period. Like, it starts, it's weird that it kind of starts and then all these things kind of surround it. And what is wild, as much as we are marketed to, and we are, like, we're heavily marketed to, I mean, we're on the cover, but we're not the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was like, we can do more than just be the body. Right. And I feel like if they really appreciated our bodies, they would allow us to own. Right. So, you know, that's needed. And definitely, I think sign inclusivity, because everybody's not a size 2.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't have a desire to be a size 2.
Right.
I mean, like, I have trouble. They get on me at church because I don't wear suit jackets. I'm like, look, I have shoulders. I work out a lot. I can't fit this.
That's right.
But our physiques look—it just looks a little different. It just looks, for whatever reason, like 200 pounds on us look different. It's a different look. You know, but having the ability to see yourself, mm-hmm. I think is vital. And if businesses cannot be the last one to respond to truth. Like that's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I want to go here for motivation, because everybody gets tired. I mean, like even when business is good and you know, you look at your account is growing or your subscribers are growing, and you look at, you know, like, oh man, people really vibing with this. You know, you're looking at click rates on email opening, you're like, oh man, you know, like there are times in business where it's fun. Like this is fun. And then there's times like the other, like non-UN other F word kind of comes to your mind and be like, this is not what I envisioned. You know, how do you throughout the hills and the valley, you know, the valleys of it all, how do you stay motivated to the point that you can be consistent in your approach?
Ooh, God, I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna say God, because you have carried me, man, a long, long way, right? And it was only God that this even exists, right? Yeah. And so going back, like, what's your purpose? Like, you know, why did you start this, right? So that's what keeps me motivated. And the fact that I am representing women of color in this industry, that keeps me motivated. But truly, honestly, I would say the grace of God, because there's so many times I wanted to throw in the towel. And I said, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to turn back on me now. Like, I know you didn't. So, yeah. And the ability to just keep showing up for myself, right? When ain't nobody else in my corner cheering for me, that I'm showing up, and that's what's important, and that's what matters. Is that, and that's what keep me motivated. As long as I keep showing up, that motivation is still there.
Absolutely, I know. I do think it is a matter. It is a faith thing. My relationship with Christ, my relationship with Jesus has had to. It always needs to increase, but I think it's had to be more of a father child relationship, particularly in business, because anytime you're doing something that you don't have a blueprint for, you need somebody really in your corner, mm-hmm. right? And there's things you can tell the Lord that you can't tell your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having that trust that, first of all, my words aren't going anywhere, and then he really cares for us, right? And like, there's times I'm like, Lord, you know, man, I really need this goal to be achieved. You know, we really want to do this. And there's also, though, this thing that the Lord will bless also according to how bold you are in pursuing your own vision. Like, there's a part you play in your own deliverance, right? And your own miracle. And for me, I had to really over and still am overcome things. I think, and we can talk about this, sometimes I get fearful. Like, sometimes, I don't know about you, Lorraine, like, sometimes I feel like I've had my best podcast episode, or sometimes I've had my best post, or sometimes, you know, like, baby, you know, like, sometimes it feels like, man, I don't know if I can outdo, because sometimes you feel like, man, I'm just so whatever, I can only say the same thing so many times, until I run out of words. Mm-hmm. But it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly fear.
Yeah.
And you talked about, you know, being your own cheerleader. Fear is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has because you've done things to gain national attention, but I'm sure, like, even in all this fearfulness, at some point, can you tell us a story? Share with us a story that of how you overcame the fear of entrepreneurship.
Ooh wee, there's still a little fear there, but God didn't give us the spirit.
right.
But one thing I will say is, there are some beautiful things on the other side of fear. Okay, I will say that. And for me, It was like, I said that this is what I wanted to do, but when those doors started opening and the people started responding to my emails, I got scared and I took a step back. I mean, I ain't respond to those emails like two months later, because I'm like, Lord, I ain't ready for this. Like, I know I prayed for this, but I don't think I'm truly ready. And fear almost allowed me to miss opportunities, right? And so, you know, what I mean by that is there were people that wanted to support me, but because I was so scared of taking the next step, I almost missed out on those opportunities. And so what I would say to anybody is, like, I know fear is a big thing and it lives in all of us, but whatever strength you have to overcome that, do that, because I've discovered the most beautiful things behind fear. And so anytime, and I'm still working on it. There are a lot of you reaching out for me to do this podcast. I was like, I don't want to be on no podcast. I never been on no podcast. So fear almost stopped me from, you know, sitting here and talking with you. And fear almost stopped me for getting money that I felt like I was owed, to build my business. Like, fear has, and I've seen what fear have done. And that's why I stand here today fighting against fear, because I'm like, nope. Because behind that fear, there's some doors that's going to open. Behind that fear, there's some beautiful things that are going to happen and take place. And so I just continue to go for it, even though fear is right there in my face. It's like, nope, keep going. Do whatever you got to do. But and so I'm still fighting against fear, but I don't let that stop me. Honestly, I don't let that stop me. At all. But yeah. So how I fight is I keep going, because I'm able to see what's behind that. If you don't take that opportunity, well, then you miss the opportunity of being seen, or you miss the opportunity of, you know, whatever it is. And so it's just like, I got to continue to fight against that fear and continue to pray, because I know that God has the biggest, a bigger plan and purpose for me. And so I can't let fear just stop me.
That's it. Look, when we return from this break, going to talk about how do we support, and not like, you know, say, hey, I support you, because being a black owned business, I know, it covers the things, you know. You'd be like, dog, I will slap everybody's, you know,
yeah.
You know, we're gonna go there after a quick word from our sponsor.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cbnkglobal.store. Look what I got with me, man. I had to go during a little break, grab it off the counter. I know you can see it. I know I got my little screen blocking everything. Transform. It's a vegan protein. You don't want to miss this. Only 130 calories per scoop. It's 20 grams. My apologies. 20 grams protein. But it's filled with an antioxidant blend and MCT oil powder. And the Thee Whey is 25 grams per scoop with 110 calories and a bunch of digestive enzymes. I'm trying to tell you, meal replacement, we're too close. You too close to mess up now. I'm saying like that. You too close to mess up now. You get it today, www.cvmkglobal.store. Use code CVMK 24% off. I'm telling you, it's worth it. And you can leave comments. And if you don't like it, you know, let me know. I will work with you. Make sure that I'll get you something that you do like. You won't be disappointed. www.cvmkglobal.store. Okay, so support is interesting. Mm-hmm. Support is not a liked status on social media, though I appreciate it. It's not really the full weight of support. Support comes in many different forms. Yes, it does. But what I found out is that my audience, my targeted demographic, my customer base were people that were not in my tribe, right? Obviously, you want that, right? You have a global vision. You want others out of your tribe. It's not anything wrong with that. That's the desire. But you also want your tribe. Right. Right, to support too.
Right.
Because in the heart of hearts, you did it for them in some, you know, shape or form, weird way, shape or form. So you find out that the tribe, you know, says one thing and does another. And you like, and you step back like, really, mm-hmm. you know? Your tribe, Lorraine, how did you deal with the truth of your tribe?
How did I deal with the truth of my tribe? Now, I will say that I began to build a tribe okay. as I was on this journey, right? And so, man, and it's so mind-blowing because I've had women that popped up at my shop just to say, sis, I'm proud of you and thank you for being here and thank you for representing us. And so within those, you know, interactions, engagements, like I built a strong tribe with those women. Me jumping into this industry, I built a tribe of new women, of new friendships, right? Yeah. Because I will say that as I've been on this journey, some people have fell off, right? and I think that was nothing but the grace of God. Like, you probably wasn't meant to come along with me on this journey. And while I was on this journey, I've met some amazing women that showed up and said, sis, I'm proud of you. And so for me, that meant so much because going into this, and there's so much more. I feel like I don't know where I need to go or be here to share my story because there's so much to it on podcast.
Go. The floor is yours. Go for it. Go for it.
And so I love my mom. I love my mom to death. But one thing that I have yet to hear her say is, I'm proud of you. And so when I had another woman that stepped in my shop that said, sis, I'm proud of you, that almost broke me down to my core. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I've been waiting to hear from, you know, my mom, but my tribe. And I didn't get that. And that came from a stranger from the outside. And many other women that came and just said, sis, I'm proud of you. And that support alone kept me going. You know, and so I will say that I do have a group, a tribe. I have a tribe of women that's been my true cheerleaders, that's been in my corner supporting me. But I've gained a whole new tribe, amazing women, amazing friendships from that, that have truly like kept me afloat. Days where I just felt like I ain't got it. I can't show up for myself. I can't show up for my business. Those women kept me going. There were many times throughout this journey that I felt so defeated. I felt so defeated. And again, I cried out and I said, God, what are you doing? Like, you know, I prayed for this. You started opening doors. You can't tell me you brought me this far to give up on me now. And it was a time where I was in the process of opening my shop, and I reached out to a contractor and long story short, this contractor took thousands of dollars from me. And here I am, this black girl, don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of access to money because I can't go to mom and dad and say, hey, can you find, can I get? And so this contractor took all of what I had left to renovate the space that I'm in for my business. And I remember being so hurt, so broken, didn't have the resources that I needed to fight this man, right? And I remember going home and I did not visit my business for 2 months. I was in this deep, dark space. And I was just like, Lord, how am I going to get the money? How am I going to come out of this? And so I struggled with that for a really long time. And again, as I began to talk about my tribe, it's not just people, it's also organizations too, right? Who are part of my tribe. And I remember, don't know where I was going or what I was doing, but I got a phone call. And it was this organization and they said, we want to gift you this money.
Wow.
I don't want to cry.
It was all right.
The same amount of money that man took from me. Mm. And they didn't even know it. And at that point, I realized them battles are not yours, right? Mm. Like, I I could have lost sight. I could have gave up. And I was like, I got to keep going. Like, I got to keep going. God picked me back up. He was like, nope, that ain't it. Like, that's not a battle that you need to fight. And turned around, and this organization just came through, right? And it was just like, we want to gift you this. And I was just super excited because I almost, you know, that money that I didn't have at the time, you know, that was meant to put into my business was taken away from me, but God found a way to put that back in my pocket. And so that's how I can say that I'm an owner of this Black-owned bridal shop, right? And so when you begin to speak about tribe, just don't come in, you know, that comes in many forms. That looks different, and it looks, you know, different in so many ways, but there's an organization that said, we want to support you. We want to see you win. And yeah, gifted me the money to keep going. So yeah, I get emotional talking about it, because that took a lot out of me. I fell into depression for 2 months. This shop was not about to open because somebody took all of what I had. And so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's my little testimony.
I see. Look, we was in church. The church would have went up on that one. Like, you would have had an organ and somebody would have went up. They would have turned the whole church over. Oh.
I get super emotional talking about that, because there was a time where I wanted to give up. And, you know, we talk about the good, the bad, but there's also a dark and the ugly that we oftentimes don't get to share with people, or, you know. So, yeah. No, that was my dark and ugly.
I like it. I might use that as the video clip to this, but there is a dark and ugly side to this journey that they don't see. They don't see, you know, and it hurts, and you hurt in places that you didn't even know existed. And then not only does it hurt, it's embarrassing. I'll share my testimony one of these days. Today ain't gonna be the day, but it's today gonna be the day. You ain't gonna do that to me on my own show, but today ain't gonna be the day. I will definitely do that. I have one more question, you know, because I appreciate you. I thank you for your time. I'm gonna jump to a quick break so we get ourselves together and jump back into this. After I find it, a quick word from our sponsors. Flexing.
Shoulders and back workout, that's a wrap. 2 hours in, Superpower works the whole way through. Keep you going. Lock in, man. Good choice. Superpower.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. Enough said. I don't even got to explain. Once you get there, you'll be like, yeah. Three bars to the left, scroll down, click on Signature Supplements. That's where all the magic happens. All right. So, we're at this point. You have discussed fear, the doubt, the hurt, the letdown of the anticipated tribe, the arrival of the new tribe. All these phases in the journey. And the emotions that come with them, the highs and the lows. And then there is this point, which is like a trajectory shifter, I guess is the best way to say it. The future, right? Like, the goal is this. Like, my goal, and I tell anybody, I want to build in one aspect, and I have it's an evolution of thought and piecing it together, but in one aspect, from at least the supplement side, I want to build the new Nike. I have this envision of recreating the gym culture, what it looks like, what it feels like, how it should function. I've seen it, right? And I don't know if because, you know, I've watched Pumping Iron like 1,000 times or, you know, or whatever. But it's like this vision I can't get out of my head. And there's so many different layers to this vision. It's crazy. Sometimes I think, you know, like, man, am I crazy? Or, you know, is it just like kind of like foreshadowing? But for you, you know, you've launched this thing and this thing has been received and has garnered this attention. I want to say the name so bad, but my French is so terrible, I'm going to butcher it. Line to wear it, right? I'm like, hey, I'm going to sit here. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to get it right today.
And I ain't got it all either.
So, but there is a next step. There's a next phase of this vision, right? Like, this was just the part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you don't want to share it all. I get it. You can't share it all. As my grandma would say, baby, you can't share it all.
Yeah, right.
You know? So for you, what does the next evolution kind of look like?
I think for me is taking other women of color who have a level of interest in the bridal industry or fashion under my wing, right? Because I'm trying to diversify this thing here, right? This wedding industry. So part of it is, you know, taking women of color under my wing, training them, giving them the tools that they need. If this is of interest to them, if they want to open up their own bridal shop, but also franchising my own. And so taking those women up under my wing. And if there's a woman in Illinois that you know, wants to run and operate a Lenoir bridal, right? They can do that. So, you know, that's one thing. So truly just to expand and to become a one-stop shop. So right now I'm catering to brides, but I want to cater to men too as well and offer menswear and just kind of tap into that and expand that a little bit more. But also have other business ventures that I'm interested in. In the beginning, I said, God bless me with so many gifts and talents. I truly mean that. And so I have other business ventures that I'm working on and exploring. So it just doesn't stop here. This is just the beginning of my journey, but definitely I would say as far as like Lenoir Bridal is to diversify this industry with other women of color.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. You have been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for lending your gift, your talent, your voice, and your story to my tribe, to my audience. I really believe this is going to inspire so much. Man, where can the people, I know where, you know, but where can they connect with you and where can they support you and say, you know, we don't need David's Bridal. That's a whack story. David, don't sue me. I was, you know, not like, you know, it's non-melanated, not like whack, non-melanated, you know.
Yeah.
Where can they support you? Where can they reach out and connect with you?
Absolutely. So we have Lenoir Bridal on Instagram and Facebook. You know, type in Lenoir Bridal, you'll see us pop up. I'm also have another page called Pretty Peen because my nickname is Peanut. My family just ain't gonna let it go. So I've just been riding with that. So Pretty Peen on Instagram and on Facebook too as well. But and we have a website too as well. You can also connect with us there at LenoirBridal.com. So yeah.
Y'all connect with Lorraine on all the platforms from Facebook to the ground to the website. First of all, drive traffic to the website.
Yeah.
You know, support. I always say support. Get supported. She's worth supporting. I'm going to play this video and I'll be back with my sign off. Hey, what's up? It's CVMK33. Look, I want you to subscribe, hit the notification bell. Subscribe here, everywhere so you can get the latest and greatest of this podcast content. Stay tuned. Just like the video said, everywhere. But for real, YouTube, CVMK, one word, four letters, simple, CVMK. If you can watch Club Shay Shay, you can watch. Okay. Instagram, CVMK_global, where it goes down. It is what it is. _ show, CBMK 33. And we're the best, y'all. The best supplements. I better not see Zoa in your hand when you speak to me. I love The Rock. Do not do that to me. It's insulting. No, hey, no. I almost messed up really bad right there. www.cbmkglobal.store. Use code CBMK24 for 24% off. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.